Okay, we are back with Julian Altobelli from York United. Full scores today. We will start with questions in the room and then go to questions on Zoom. Perfect. Anything want to get started?
Sure. Julian, congratulations. Two goals. Feels like a kind of a full circle moment after your initial stint with York United. How's the journey been to be able to, you know, come to this kind of full circle moment at the end?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. When I first came here, I was very young. I was 17 years old. Didn't really have much experience or know anything about the professional environment, so I ended up taking a chance and going back to Toronto FC2 and gained a lot of experience, played a lot of games there, and felt like it was the right time for me to come back here and start playing some first team football, so I felt like I was ready for this opportunity.
And then you guys come to a difficult place, it's a long trip, and you guys managed to put a really good, solid professional performance. What do you think about how your teammates did and how you as a unit performed?
Yeah, I think I give the team all the credit in the world. We dealt with this game like real professionals, and we all came out knowing that we need 3 points. So I give a lot of credit to the team.
You guys defended really well, keeping a clean sheet in a lot of dangerous areas. Started with on the front. How important is that going to be as a pillar of your game this year?
Yeah, for sure. Everything starts from the back and works the way up to the front. So to have a balance between keeping clean sheets, scoring goals, all that, it's going to be important this season.
Okay, we are going to go to questions on Zoom. Thomas?
Hi, Julian. Congratulations on the brace, on the win. We know you have kind of had a tendency at TFC2 last year. Once you get that one goal, you can get a whole lot at once, and obviously that's continued. I guess the question is, you know, coming off the bench, did that kind of maybe provide extra motivation for you to really make your mark, seeing as you started on the bench today?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone always wants to start the game, but I think that for someone like me who doesn't really know the league and it's my first time playing in a CPL match, I think this was a perfect icebreaker for me, and I'm pleased with everything, but whether it's starting the game or coming off the bench, no matter what, I'm still going to give my 100%.
Kyle Marvin, Vancouver's goalie, was making some pretty insane saves all game, and did it, you think, maybe kind of help, starting on the bench, getting to kind of observe maybe his movements and kind of see from afar if you got that chance, how you would score?
No, not really. I think as a forward, you're just looking to put the ball in the back of the net. Goalies are always going to pull off great saves. You just have to, as a forward, you just need to try and find the corner and get it in there.
Awesome. Thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll go to Jacob.
Julian, congrats on the win. So right now you're leading with now in the Canadian Premier League with goals. What's your thoughts of coming out from the bench and scoring those two goals?
It's amazing. This is something I haven't even dreamt of. So for me, I'm super, super happy, but the most important thing is the 3 points on the road. I hope that this will give the team momentum, and we can already start looking forward to next Sunday.
And for your next match, it's going to be against the Halifax Wanderers. What's your what do you think of coming at home and try to get for another streak for another match at home?
Yeah, I think the whole team is very excited. Of course, it's the home opener, and we get to play at home in front of our fans. And with a lot of local boys on this club, there's going to be a lot of family and friends at the match. So I think we're all super, super excited for that.
And also, the next match is also another home opener for the League One Ontario match for York United Academy. How you how are you excited for that to happen for the League One, York United Academy to have their first match at for the League One Cup?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. You know, players who are on the League One team are all looking to make the jump. So I've seen some players or some promising players, and hopefully they can do well and make the jump to the first team.
Thank you.
And we will go to Robin.
Yep. Hello. Elbows on. Yep. Is my mic on?
Robin, we can't hear you. I think you might be muted still.
Yep.
Robin?
Yeah.
Can you try unmuting?
I'm looking.
There you go.
Oh, there. Okay, great. All right. So is that game that you played in today about as wet as the league the kit open kit party last Saturday? That was looked pretty wet out there. Can you adapt to that? Easy playing dry, playing wet?
Yeah, I think we've been playing in all different kinds of weather. We live in Canada, right?
Sometimes
it's warm, it's rainy. So yeah, I think we can all adapt to playing in this weather pretty well.
Would have been cold today here, but okay. We'll see what next week brings. And also, besides the, you know, over the years, the TFC two players that have drifted to the league, not just on, you know, that have worked their way back to York, but you were hugging a player from that was on TFC two over the years. Can you see that there's a, I don't know, like, a parity with how good they, the TFC2 is and teams in this league, that it's easy to fit in coming over here?
I mean, I will say that I was well prepared for this. I think my time with the second team, the head coach that I had there was a great coach, and he prepared me well for the next step of my career. So I feel like I came here, I fit in well, and yeah, it's been great.
Okay. Well, yeah, welcome back, and we'll see you next week. Looking forward to it. Okay.
Thanks for your time, Robin.
Okay.